corner. So check out one of our sponsors, At the Beach. They got hot new deals going on right now. 31 locations in the Denver metro area alone. So check them out. ATVTanning.com. That's ATVTanning.com. At the Beach. My favorite place to tan.
What I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. And you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. And you've made it through Michael Amade's stuttering problem. And he is my co-host. Welcome to the mic, my friend.
Why would you say such a thing?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Are you really making fun of stuttering? Stuttering's not funny.
No,
it's not funny.
The computer glitch was funny.
Yeah, that was it.
We're being joined in the studio by our third co-host and operating all things technical, the man with nine thumbs. He is the Ape Boy.
Hola.
Hola, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Welcome. It's glad to have you here for the first time.
Not really.
You know, today is a special day. Tonight is a special show.
It is?
Yes. We have done this show every Friday without fail for the last 6 months.
Wrong. That's going to be a correction next week.
As of today. Okay. Or no, 26.
26 would be, today's 25.
Wait a second.
Once again, you're premature.
Okay, so next week will be half a year.
Next week will be half a year, and we are going to celebrate.
Once again. I'm premature. Once again.
And we have another phantom host. She is the phantom. Please welcome aboard the phantom. Hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm not doing so good right now.
You have a premature problem.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely. Definitely. Let's go there.
What we do is we do poetry.
The gloves are coming off.
But we do need to pay our bills first. Our general underwriter for this hour, Denver Autos, contact Gonzalo, 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. He has two locations to help you out, 6570 North Federal and 5400 North Federal. If you need a ride, go check out denverautostore.com. Also, Zing Tea, made with pure cane sugar and 100% vitamin C. Check them out at xingt.com. All right. So we do have a caller on the line. He's going to set the example for us. Please welcome from Michigan. He is Dennis.
Hello. This is Dennis from the Mitten State.
Hey. And you're right by the forethumb, correct?
Pardon?
The forethumb. You're right in the forethumb of the mitten.
Well, I don't know if I
answered. Okay. Dennis, don't answer that. Everybody just ignore J. Todd. Okay, Dennis, what do you got for us, buddy?
All right, I have a poem titled Open Mic, and it goes like this. Open mic night at the club. I have a new poem to share with this crowd, a rough-looking bunch that was not listening to those before me. Waiting my turn, the butterflies take wing. Two more ahead of me. I notice the exit sign is looking more inviting. I begin my deep breathing. The Zen thing is not working. But then I saw her. She was there near the front, alone, drinking in every word. Finally, a captive audience of one. One more poet to go. His gangsta rap style did not sit well with the crowd. they were getting agitated, but she still paid polite attention, but looked a bit bored. I knew I could reach her with my poem, make a connection with my well-delivered words, find common ground in the space between us. I had practiced my poem all day, had the right inflection and tone and a meaningful message. I was ready. I was next. The metaphors were subtle yet powerful. The timbre of my bass voice was rich and melodious. I saw a sparkle in her eye. It could have been a reflection off the stage lights, or my imagination, or the acknowledging look of understanding. I was vindicated. My words found good soil to grow. I would have been crushed with anything less. One becomes very vulnerable on stage, sharing your heartfelt words, the children of your intellect, in a room full of strangers. I fear not the sound of my own voice, even when the microphone squeals with feedback, but a disapproving glance from her would have been my undoing. I slipped out the back door of the club with a smile on my face, and did a little victory trot home.
Nice. Well done, my brother.
Thank you very much.
I do want to thank you for keeping me on the straight and narrow. We have our selection for the Poet of the Month we're going to be covering here in a moment. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Oh, very good. And I'm looking forward to that. And I really appreciate this show, and keep on keeping on. It's a great thing, and we really need to support it. And I'm all for it, 100%.
Hey, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. I do want to say before you go, I spent a lot of time listening to spoken word artists all over the internet, and I heard Ezra Pound, who's just like a phenomenal poet, read, and okay. Your reading of your poetry surpasses his by far.
Well, no way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, all right.
Well, thank you,
Dennis. Have a great night. Give us a call. God bless you. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. That was Dennis from the heart of the Mitten State.
I thought he was from the wrist.
That would be the palm.
You know what?
Right wrist. Let's not pretend
we know anything.
Okay. I know nothing about Michigan.
Okay.
But you do want to call us, 303-386-3598, to share your poetry.
And I was going to say, you did bring up that we have a Poet of the Month.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to... See,
now she's keeping me on the straight.
I was going to add in, that's something we are not premature on this month, because it is actually mid-month.
Couple of weeks late.
So after much deliberation, we have picked our World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month. And surprisingly, it is only mid-month. So our Poet of the Month of May was recommended to us by Geneva Unbreakable Soul. This poetess has won multiple awards across several poetry websites and is self-published. She comes from the land down under, where women glow and men chunder. She is Josephine Vella, that's V as in Victor, E-L-L-A. You can find her work at allpoetry.com/poetryintheblood, that's all one word. And you can even purchase her books. Her books are titled Expressions from Within and Silken Whispers in the Wind at lulu.com. She's also on our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net, under Poet of the Month. She's absolutely fantastic, and we're so happy to have you, Josie, as our Poet of the Month for May.
That's right.
Congratulations, Josie.
Congratulations.
You are an amazing poetess. You deserve this recognition.
That's true. Now, getting back to the poetry, we have a gentleman from Texas on the line. Hello, Jack.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much,
we're,
man.
We're just some of the best poetry in the world.
You know, not really. We're just hanging out in a radio studio right now, listening to some great poetry. What do you got for us, man?
How unique is that? I'm telling you.
Well, we hope it's unique.
Definitely unique at the moment, right?
Anyway, what do you have for us, buddy?
I got one for you tonight. This one is called Here I Cry. Okay?
All right.
Feathered mist does gather at my waiting. Melodies now dance about my brain. Bound of times the hours are negating. dreaming of your beauty once again. Feel your touch, my skin it does remember. Softer still, the moonlight in your eyes. Days before in shadows of September, breathing comes as lonely filtered sighs. In my dreams, I see we are together, running free, the wind upon your hair, soaring high like two birds of a feather. Heavenly, I pray I find you there. Standing here, my eyes, they search the meadow of the grass now flowing in the view. Silhouettes, my heart, it tends to follow. Here I cry. It seems I always do.
Right on.
There you go.
Well done, Jack.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure to have you read on our show.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys doing this for us.
Oh, excellent. Help us spread the word. Bring some friends into us. That way we can maybe expand to 2 hours.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we're looking for.
We want to stay off the streets a little bit longer on Friday nights. Keep out of the bars, you know?
I don't know why you want to do that, but okay.
Keep us out of trouble.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent.
If you want to call back next week,
we're looking forward to it. And if you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And if you're having problems calling in and getting through, please call in later on in the show. It's really heavy right at the beginning, but it lightens up at the end. So keep calling back.
That's definitely true. Now, there's one thing I wanted to throw out I know we're getting another call right now. One of the things we've talked about a few months in a row now is wanting to kind of put together and go out and research and put together some more educational stuff for the poets who maybe call in or send in. And I wanted to kind of put a call out, if you're listening to the show, I wanted to see what kind of topics do you think might be useful for us to cover. So if you have any ideas, send it to us. Go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. We have a contact form there. Just maybe some things you want to learn about, poetry, writer's block, all of that.
I was going to say, writer's block seems to be a big one. We're on that other radio show down south. They wanted to know how to cure writer's block, so I think we should cover some of that, too.
I think so, and we do have a special thing we're going to talk about a little bit later tonight, kind of a challenge for the next week for our listeners as well, poetry-wise. So it'd be kind of fun. We're going to try some new stuff.
It will be fun.
This is like Fight Club.
Okay, how's
they
that?
They started out just fighting, and then he gave them challenges.
Wait, there you go. It's true. About Fight Club.
I'm in trouble.
The first rule about Poetry Club is you don't speak about Poetry Club.
Well, we completely violated that first rule.
No. We want them to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
You know, and we really want them to talk about that in Ohio, which is where Tate is from. Hello, Tate. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tate.
Thanks. How are you?
Doing good.
Hi, Todd.
We're having a good time here tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, good.
Good. So what do you got for us?
I thought I'd read you one called Days Gone By on the Writer's Cafe. Robbie, Priscilla's sister, asked me to read this one.
Okay.
It's kind of a romantic poem. I wrote it to commemorate the day I ran into my childhood sweetheart some 20 years after I'd last seen her as a child. Gentle the breeze that floats the air. Across the years it moves my soul. The words so sweet, so gentle and clear, melodies of love that took their toll. A face from my past gazed at me. I had met these eyes once before. I recognized that sweet beauty from far off to the distant door. Dropping by when I am weakest, lighting mysteries upon my breast, playing melodies of love's heart, feeding the memories of my chest. I remember those laughing eyes that had once stared back at me, no less the beauty decades since in her face that child I could see. Aloof and careless with herself, walking high upon nature's wine, she poured her beauty upon my soul, no woman was ever so fine. But oh, the times of yesteryear, how they tasted divine like bliss, my mind awash in thoughts of her, long for that first touch and kiss. Time seemed to have passed but moments, yet many years had seen much joy. At the time I felt most a man, I wished I were still a boy.
Right on.
Yeah, I like that one quite a bit, man. Thank you, Tate.
You're welcome, guys. Have fun.
Thank you, Tate, for calling in.
Hey, man, you made it more fun by calling in. Thank you, brother.
Once again, if you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We also have where I know some people have told us they're a little too nervous to call in and read. We understand. And so you can send in your poetry to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or you can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and just send it in the contact form there. We'll read something we got through the mail a little bit later in the show. But in case you're listening now and you decide you want to contribute, that's another way to do it if you don't really feel like you're going to feel comfortable calling in.
Or if you're not comfortable with your own writing, but feel like a certain poem's touched you and you want to do a cover, please call in and share with us.
I do a lot of covers. I forgot the cover that I was going to bring tonight, but I do a lot of covers.
Oh, yeah. You know, there are a lot of, you know, a lot of covers are done on this show. We especially like Katy Perry songs.
And Green Eggs and Ham.
And yes, yes. And also, you know, some Hanson songs. Those are good. Mm-bop.
There you go. Mm-bop.
Translates especially well.
So does Rick Astley.
The poetry, yes.
Oh. There you go. Once again, you are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We're going to run and pay some bills, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no waits, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atbtanning.com for a location near you at the beach. Get your tan on.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong?
De La Soul. Right on. Once again, dusting off that special part of the station, KZKO's retro library.
Wait, it's they have a retro library?
They're all retro library. Just kidding.
Why does that music make me feel like I'm in that movie Cool as Ice?
I don't know.
Remember that movie? Vanilla Ice's star vehicle, his remake of Rebel Without a Cause. It's brilliant. Check that out this week. Anybody listening, if you want to laugh really hard, watch Vanilla Ice's film, Cool as Ice.
I'm going to have to see if Netflix has it. Probably
it's,
not.
No, I don't think enough people want to watch it to be on Netflix. It's hilarious.
All right, so we're going to bust back into the poetry. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good show tonight, boy. It's busy. Everybody's getting right through. It's wonderful.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, sure is. Well, thank you for all this wonderful, amazing gift of this open poetry, Mike, and just being able to be a part of it is a gift.
You know, each and every one of our readers is a gift for me. This is truly a blessing on my life.
Yeah. Well, I've got a poem called England's Country Gardens.
All right.
Okay. English cottage slumbering a summer morn. Country garden scent wakens with the dawn. Sleepy foxglove cups, honeybees for sipping. English lavender luring a butterfly ballet. Country garden scent wakens with the dawn. Stroll the garden path of rose arbor climbing. English lavender luring a butterfly ballet, lest we forget the lovely blue forget-me-nots. Stroll the garden path of rose arbor climbing. Sip your tea, listen for the skylark's melody, lest we forget the lovely blue forget-me-nots. Bluebirds on the wing adoring floral bliss. Sip your tea, listen for the skylark's melody. Sleepy foxglove cups, honeybees for sipping, bluebirds on the wing adoring floral bliss, English cottage slumbering a summer morn.
Well done, Ellie. Bravo.
Thank you. That was one of those pantoums.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I love everything that you've done so far. This is amazing. I'm putting together our best of show, and I got to say, Ellie, you're probably one of the worst ones to pick for because everything you do is so good. I just want to include it all.
Oh, thank you, Jay Todd. What a wonderful thing to say. I appreciate the comment. I really do.
Well, thank you for calling us.
All right, and I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And I'm going to take a moment and share one. This is one I wrote back in 2011. It's entitled The Last Light. The candle slowly burns within the night, emitting a soft and warming glow. Usually it's such a pleasing sight, more than anyone could possibly know. But tonight, the candle fills me with dread, set in the darkened corner of my room. The shadow it casts now play with my head, giving me a sense of impending doom. I lay in my bed, alone in my fear, mortal terror gripping my bones marrow, my faith becoming resoundingly clear. I am not to have another tomorrow. What fears me most about this waxen stick is that tonight I did not light its wick. Thank you. All right, and we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome from New Mexico, the land of enchantment. He is Bob.
Is Bob, and I'm enchanted.
You know, what one of our friends posted on their Facebook, the land of entrapment. Is that actually true?
You know, it depends on the day. You know?
I heard that was Colorado Springs.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
All right. So, we hope you guys are doing great tonight. I know I am.
I'm enjoying every ounce of poetry tonight, brother.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
What do you got for us tonight?
I got one home here. And, you know, I mean, being a poet, amateur poet, I thought I'd write about poets.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the title of this one. It's called Poets. And it goes like this. You heard conversations with rhythm and a verse. Read stanzas in your textbooks, your papers, and what's worse. Your friends can't understand you, your excitement with mere words. They think you might have the flu. If not, then you're a nerd. You want to share your latest right, and sad when they won't listen. Over poems you might fight, but praise will make you glisten. You treat your work like a child, guarding every quatrain. You punch the keyword oh so wild when words are falling like the rain. When you go out for a walk, you come back ready to write. To stop and eat, you might balk. For sleep, you might lose a night. Your voice is just another friend to you, yet one who understands. Your secret muse is just as true until she's not at hand. You see colors that aren't there. Rivers sing and laugh for you. Poets' words are like prayers. You respect what they see true. When you see is like a theme. When it's down, you just know it. When finished, you could scream, if this is you, you're a poet. It's like you have poetry glasses for a kind of astigmatism. You wish to write for the masses, sing their praise or just curse them. Bending to you is just another art. Words are there just for you. Editors to you simply tear apart your children's poems, oh so true. I am like you, you now see. I embrace you as myself. Nail your words to a tree. I will be your help. I will read what you have as best as I can. In your visions, be so glad. Let them simply stand. Poet dear, be with me. As you are, so am I. Let's lay word just to read. Let the passions fly. Read to me your well-loved theme that we may both know it. When you're finished, let's both scream. This is us. We're poets.
Nice.
A little bit fun tonight.
That was very fun, brother.
Yeah. So I appreciate you letting me come on.
Excellent. And we look forward to you calling again next week. Thank you very much.
All right. You guys have a great night.
I have to say, that is one of my most favorite poems I've heard Bob read.
I've got
to
say, yeah, that might make the best of real.
I vote for that.
Vincent Van Price is voting for that, too. I'm just saying.
Jeez. If you want to give us a call, 303-386-3598 to read your poetry on the air. We still have some time in the second segment.
Once again, 303-386-3598. He was speaking of children's poems, and my book happened to be open to a children's poem that I wrote. So I'm going to do this one. This is entitled Captain Half a Man. Here's to the fearsome Captain Half a Man, being a pirate the best that he can. You see, it's rumored that his eyes don't match. One works just fine, the other has a patch. Then due to an adventure that was unplanned, he has a hook instead of a left hand. But still he is the master of dagger and sword, and he can claim gold and jewels as his reward. Story has it the captain lost his leg in an explosion from a powder keg. Now his leg is a peg made of wood, but he can still hobble about pretty good. the most fearsome pirate throughout the land, even without one eye, leg, or hand, Captain Halfman still sails the seven seas in search of treasure on the ocean's breeze. I go.
I like that one. I mean, it especially rings true for me because of my unhealthy obsession with doubloons.
Doubloons. And pantaloons.
And pantaloons.
Speaking of pantaloons, we have a caller on the line. And
all right.
That caller is Steve from New York. How are you doing tonight, Steve?
I am doing well. Good evening, J. Todd, Michael, and the Phantom.
Ooh. Good evening.
Good evening, Steve.
Michael, just for you, may I say, bop.
It does translate surprisingly well to spoken word poetry.
Well, do you remember, since you're younger, do you remember ever seeing video of Steve Allen doing a recitation of Chantilly Lace?
You know,
but I've got to YouTube that when I get home.
He is in a tuxedo standing at a lectern, and he does it, and it's absolutely hilarious.
That sounds great,
that
actually.
Does. Do you have a link for that? Can you put that on our Facebook page for World Poetry Open Mic?
I will see if I can find it. And
beautiful.
So I will do it for you.
But don't run away and do that, because you still want to share poetry with us, right?
Well, if I may.
Right on.
Oh, and also, may I make a nomination for next month's Poet of the Month?
Of course you can.
Tate.
Oh, hey, that's a good suggestion.
I'll write that down.
He blows me away.
You know, Tate blows me away every time I interact with him. He's just an amazing soul.
It comes across in what he reads. So,
yeah.
Give that a nomination for next month.
We've got it written down. Thank you very much.
Okay. The piece I want to do this week is called The Old Guard. It is dedicated to we romantics of a certain age. Like the old guard at Waterloo, I rise on weary legs for one last act of doomed defiance to defend a dying cause, not with the foolish hope of youth, but with a grim determination to persevere despite the hopelessness. Once more, I form the line and rise on weary legs. The old blue greatcoat now soiled by the fields of a thousand battles, the once proud plumes, now mere wisps, torn by the gales of many seasons. The once gleaming brass, now dulled and dented by years of hard campaigning. I take my place in line for one last defense of the fading empire of romance. Following the tattered banner one last time, in step with the drummer's proud tattoo, I rise on weary legs to assault the spirit of the age. Against the cannonades of the cerebral, I rise on weary legs. Against the gray divisions of despair, I rise on weary legs. Les gardiens may ne se rendre pas.
I love
right on,
that
brother.
One. Steve, that was great, man. I love that one.
Steve, you're blowing my mind, my friend. Your delivery, when you deliver your poetry, reminds me of my father who got me into poetry, and that was just an absolute blessing to hear.
Well, thank you. And I can only credit my delivery to 35 years of two packs a day.
You know, I'm well on track for that myself, my friend.
Have a wonderful week. A pleasure as always.
Hey, thank you, Steve. You have a wonderful week as well, and thank you for calling. It was a great contribution to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Now, we are going to have to hold you over break. We're going to be going to break here in a moment. Go ahead. Sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're holding me over break.
No.
Yes, we're about to go to break. But give us a call, 303-386-3598, if you would like to read in our third or fourth segment.
Excellent. Once again, you're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com.
World Poetry Open Mic wants to invite you to dinner. Join myself, Michael, JT, and the rest of our crew on June 19th at Forest Room No. 5 at 7 p.m. The night will be filled with authentic Colorado cuisine and the poetry and music of not only us, but some of Denver's best-loved musicians. This is all a part of World Poetry Open Mic's effort to raise money for autism awareness and treatment. There are no tickets. Just show up at Forest Room No. 5, 2525 15th Street in Denver, Colorado at 7 p.m. for a truly unforgettable evening. Go to worldpoetryopenmic.net for more details. All of us really look forward to seeing you there. Brought to you by World Poetry Open Mic, Jam and KZKO, MSC Radio Networks, and GiveAutism.com.
The Captain Planet theme?
Another world, another time.
I know what this is from.
Was green and good until the Christmas.
Sounds like it's a movie? Maybe one with John Leguizamo playing a clown? There's actually a remix of this in there.
There is. There is, and I do have that.
Oh, you have that? Oh, of course you have that one, too. What is this from?
You know what it is?
I want to say it's orgy.
No.
Prodigy.
They will replenish themselves.
Okay, so the sound, the clip that they're playing. The source,
the crystal.
It's from The Dark Crystal.
What?
Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal. That's what? The clip. The song is Trip Like I Do by The Crystal Method.
Right, which is on the Spawn soundtrack.
Yes, but it's done differently. It has a different artist with it. It's a remix.
That makes
okay,
sense.
So that's where you heard
that
it.
That makes sense. But that clip is from The Dark Crystal.
From The Dark Crystal.
You know, I think we really it's should not have this conversation.
No, we should not have this conversation live on the air, guys.
Okay.
All right, let's rein things back in. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Give us a call, 303-386-3598 if you want to share your poetry.
That's right. That's 303-386-3598. However,
we do have something special going on. We have somebody hanging out in the studio with us. He's a close friend of the World Poetry Open Mic family. Please welcome to share some more poetry with us, Draven Gray from The Silent Still, my brother. How you doing?
Thank you, J-Dodd.
Aha.
Wow.
That was like over the top.
It's a little.
I'm excited to have you at our function on the 19th.
Oh, that's going to be incredible.
Yeah. Are you smoking three packs a day, by the way?
No.
No, but you're hoping it will raise the pitch of your voice a little bit if you do?
No.
All right.
You're going to share something with us.
Yeah, I have a little something. It's actually coming off our new album. So I'll go ahead and sing it because it's pretty short.
All right. Fair enough.
It's weird because I'm singing this. It's an a cappella piece. It'll be a harmony. Here you go. It's called Prelude to Blindness.
All right.
Night covers my soul, O morning star, swallow me whole. My friend, don't cry for my sins, my failings or my wins. I've looked within, I'm home.
Nice.
That was nice, man.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the new album, by the way.
It's going to be fun, man.
It's going to be fun. Do you have a projected release date yet, or is it still all infancy? Well,
we still have the Cayman Islands thing for sale, the Cayman Islands Adventure for sale, and if we get that done, things
don't
will
know
go.
What to tell them about them.
Oh, Cayman Islands Adventure. I don't have it with me, man.
Just a brief overview. What's going on?
Cayman Islands, so it's like a whole week in the Cayman Islands for, I think it's $1,577.
Okay.
So staying in a resort in the Cayman Islands, and there's like swimming to stingrays, snorkeling over a shipwreck, spending the day as a pirate, going to the town of hell. So you get to send postcards to your friends from hell.
Nice.
Maybe that's one of the issues.
Maybe we're going to get postcards from hell while you're down there.
And, you know, some special prizes from us for the whole adventure. It's going
to
be cool.
Exactly. And where do they go on your website to find something like that?
That one's actually on our Facebook right now. It needs to be put up on our website if our web manager is listening.
I'm sure he's listening then.
But anyway, if we raise that money, then it's going to go a lot faster. We'll get the album done in probably 2 months. Right now we're looking at 3 because we're having to be very creative with making it happen.
Exactly. So if they want to go to your Facebook page, where do they go?
It's facebook.com/thesilentstill. You can find it straight through our website, just thesilentstill.com.
Now, is your EP package still available at the website as well?
No.
No,
you've no, taken that, it down. It was all taken down, that whole... we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do about pre-sales
really good music
and
in
stuff.
That package, though.
Actually, you can get the EP. You can get the EP and the a couple of short stories and a poster still on the top right of our website.
Excellent. So check them out at thesilentstill.com.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in, brother. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's really great.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. Once again, if you want to share, like Draven, like any of our other callers, Steve, Bob, Ellie, Tate, Dennis. I think I got everybody. Jack. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. And are we doing? Yes, we're doing. There's someone in our studio that has been working for years on his
smooth
transition skills. I'm full of smooth transitions tonight, I'm telling you.
37 years on top of a mountain in West Germany.
In West Germany?
They have mountains in Germany?
No, when it used to belong to China.
Yeah. How many years ago was that?
We never said we were a historical show. Even his mother calls
hysterical,
him.
Hysterical, yes. Historical, no.
Even his mother calls him
the haiku master.
He's a haiku master.
Hi-ya.
Wow, smooth ending there. About as smooth as my segues tonight.
we're just rocking it tonight. Anyway, so of course, if you've listened to the show, you know that there is a segment every week where we read something written by JT, our technical producer, who is a haiku master. He truly is. There's no other way around it.
And we had no clue when he picked him for the show.
We had no clue. It was literally, we met him at a Winchell's. We brought him here to do the show because we needed someone to run the board. Not only was he great at that, not only did he have 9 thumbs, which was kind of strange.
Which were sticky with the glaze filling from the donuts.
True. And none of them are opposable, but somehow he still gets the job done. And he writes amazing haiku.
Who'd have thought?
Haikus. Sorry, that my whole English speaking thing doesn't work well when I'm trying to say the word haikus. Anyway, so
bless you.
I'm going to read things. The actual subject of the haiku is not spelled out. So if you have an idea what it is, send a message on Facebook. Send it to us on worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Or Twitter.
Or, you know, any of the other million ways you can get in contact with us.
Or you can take a picture of it and put it on Pinterest.
Please don't put it on Pinterest. Okay. All right, so first one. Multi-sided dice. Adventure abounds within, around the table.
Oh, I think I know what this one is.
I think I know what that one is, too. Now, constitution check. Hacko confused too many. D6 for the sword.
All right.
Okay. The last one, Pine and Cumberbatch. Mystery surrounds the battle. Trek into Darkness.
I don't think that goes along with the theme.
That should not go along with the theme.
That one doesn't.
Hey, hey. Okay. What, there's three in a row? That's what I'm supposed to read?
The next page. There you go.
Oh.
Bend, so there were two themes.
Bend bars, lift gates roll. 39 years of success. Geekdom for players.
All right. I know what it is.
I feel completely confused
by the...
He's a haiku master.
Hi-ya! Wow.
Okay.
What an absolute dork a haiku master is.
You know what, though? It's a lovable thing. It really is.
I love him to death.
It's true. Now, okay, so we were talking about trying some new things with, you know, for poetry and just kind of challenging our listeners, kind of doing little weekly things that might be fun, you know? So one of the, we had this idea, we've kind of gone through a book here that's on songwriting with different ways to break through writer's block and do different things. So one, we figured we'd throw out something for this week and you know, challenge our listeners to try to do it and then call in with the results.
Exactly. Okay. It'd be great to have them both call in.
It would be very, very cool. So the one we would like to try for this week is, you know, collaborate with another poet, but instead of doing it through email or writing, actually call each other on the phone and collaborate verbally and have someone writing it down. Okay. It sounds strange, but try doing it that way as opposed to the traditional method and see what you come up with and give yourself a time constraint.
Exactly. Set yourself a time limit. I've got a lot of different ways for, you know, ending my writer's block. I haven't used that one per se.
I haven't either, but I'm going to definitely try it this week. It seems something that a lot of people have really recommended and say it's very good.
The one that I don't suggest, and this is a huge danger, so please don't try this at home, rigorous relations with the snapping turtle definitely does not cure your writer's block.
Wow. Right. If you want to call in and read poetry, 303-386-3598. That was spot on.
I know.
The humor is spot on tonight. 303-386-3598.
Once again, that's 303-386-3598.
There's still plenty of time to call in before the end of the show.
There's time to call in before the end of the segment.
Please save us from the snapping turtle.
Exactly.
All right.
Our board op is dying in there.
Okay, so...
Oh. You got something.
We have a poem that was sent in.
We do.
This week. And I'm going to let our esteemed host, J. Todd Underhill.
Esteemed? After esteemed. That joke? Our lynched host, more like. All right.
Wow. Okay.
This is sent in by Amanda Baldridge. This is entitled The Lonely Egg. A family of eggs who lived as a dozen were closely related. In fact, they were cousins. As food, they were sought. And by grandma they were bought. When she got home, to the fridge they were brought. In the fridge they sat cold near a gelatin mold, and soon rumors were told of facing fate in which they would be ate. Don't worry, said spicy brown curry. Nothing will matter when you're served on a platter. The rumors were true. She took one egg, then two. Then the next day arrived, and she took three, four, and five. Without any haste, they were seasoned to taste. Six, seven, eight were then tossed on a plate. 9, 10, 11 were whipped and then beaten and thrown into the meals about to be eaten. One little egg remained by himself, sitting alone on the top shelf. Along the top shelf. He wondered if he would be thrown in a pot or forgotten about and then left to rot. As he pondered the question of why he was born, there came a wailing beneath him from leftover corn. As for the corn, from their ears they have been torn. They knew how he felt, and as he slightly mourned. To the right, like a tower, milk started to sour. It was left on the table for nearly an hour. He hoped to retire before he expired, but that kind of luck is just out of his power. From the back of the fridge came a cry from some bacon, claiming four of her sisters might have been taken. Maybe misplaced, though she might be mistaken. All of a sudden, some soda spoke up. I shouldn't be here. I belong in a cup. The lonely egg noticed that all of this food had bad attitudes. Waiting to vanish had altered their moods. Everyone knew they'd be happily chewed as he sat there alone. A depression ensued. Advice from some tea who'd been plucked from a tree. If you don't want to be eaten, then listen to me. When grandma opens up the door and there's light you can see, close to the exit where you should be. If you leave the fridge quickly, you might be set free. Don't you dare, yelled the pair. You don't know what's out there. Just stay here where it's safe in the damp, frigid air. I won't lie, if you try, you might actually die. And if you are smashed, you are sent to the trash. Just like the egg who had fell off the wall, no one can fix you if you fall. Reheatable rice, thought escape would be nice, but it's a roll of the dice, and he might not suffice. Would it be worth it to pay such a price? The decision to leave is entirely yours, to remain here or flee through opening doors. The egg had decided he wanted to roam, get back to the market, and find a new home. He rolled out of the carton and made his way down past the cold cuts and apples as he started to brown. He rolled his way down to the next bunch of grapes as he waited for his fate, destined to escape. Grandma entered the kitchen and opened the door. The poor lonely egg dropped onto the floor, onto the tile where he fell, cracked his white shell, and the spot where he broke is now covered in yolk. The lonely egg's dead, whispered the multigrain bread. Frightened was he that he needed to flee, yet ended up broken and empty instead. Grandma wiped up the mess with a damp paper towel, and from the floor she arose, uttering words a bit foul. The egg never got eaten or beaten or fried. He attempted escaping, tragically died. A struggle with time faces foods that we eat, who surrender to humans and admit their defeat. If he stayed where he was, the egg would still be alive, awaiting his fate as an omelet with chives. Well done.
An epic poem.
That was an epic.
That was
exceptional. Sorry.
Would that be what you would call a deviled egg?
Okay. Hey, I have an idea.
Okay. What's that?
First of all, we should go to break. If you want to read before the segment, 303-386-3598.
What? 303-386-3598? Only a poet would call.
303-386-3598.
All right. You're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Cry Little Sister being remade. Is it the original?
Most disturbing noise made on radio today. You're here with World Poetry Open Mic. We're coming into our fourth segment. We've got some great poetry for you still. If you want to call in, you've been trying, it's a great time to call. Give it about... We have a caller on the line now. Wait for a moment. We do. We have a caller on the line now.
Now.
A gentleman who's actually called in before. Tate, hello.
Hey, Tate. Twice in one night, my friend.
Well, I didn't want to call you if you were really busy. It didn't seem like we were too busy tonight.
No, definitely. If you can get through a second time, by all means, we want to hear you again. You heard what we said earlier. We love you, man.
Well, that's nice of you. Thank you. I like you guys, too.
Right on.
Okay. I thought I'd read you one about my son when he was little. It's kind of a pirate story called Black Jack Drake.
Right on.
My son was just a little boy when he started saving treasure. To him, it was each man's duty to rule by bluster and measure. His heart was set on protection of his hoard he kept in a bag. Filled with pride, he was elated, this tough pirate who earned his swag. I'd watch as he would sail his sloop off to some distant hallowed land to rest the natives of their loot, leaving their blood upon the sand. His first mate's name had been Jack Tar. From a story we had read, he neither asked nor gave quarter to the clansmen who now lay dead. The sloop was built of a treehouse that we had hammered for 3 days. Not a bad deal for a pirate with a livelihood that always pays. As many a coward met his end on the deck of the Black Jack Drake, they begged for mercy every time, but were strung up for the men's sake. How wondrous is the child's mind who dreamed of immortality. He'd leave his mark upon the world, and in so doing he'd then touch me. Little could he have known back then the paths of dreams that he had paved were stored within his father's heart, where they were written down and saved.
Right on.
Tate, you are the MVP for most awesome contribution this evening. Two times, man. Thank you.
MAP.
Oh, yes.
Well, okay, what does MAP stand for? I got to ask.
Most awesome
poet.
Poet?
There you go.
We have a lot of awesome poets, but thank you, Tate, for calling in two times. This is great tonight, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I was waiting on Veronica, and I don't think she's coming.
I don't think she's coming tonight either, but that's all right. She can call in if it's not too late. 303-386-3598. Okay.
Thank you. We actually did receive an email right before the show that Veronica would not be calling in to do something else.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
However, if you do still want to read, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
And you can share your poetry.
That's right. And that's what the show is all about. It's about sharing poetry. It's not about us as much as we like to carry on and be loud in the microphone. It's about you guys.
I'm not loud in the microphone. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
No, you're soft in the microphone.
There you go.
I'm loud in the microphone. I'm screaming right now.
There you go. At the top of your lungs.
At the top of my lungs. However, we do have a caller.
We do have a caller. Please welcome from Denver with an original poem. Her name is Marie.
Hi. So this is called Chance. Don't judge me for this.
I'm not going to judge you, man.
Dancing around for too long, never properly looking, always avoiding what was in front. The beat is slowing down and the heart is sped up. The tables are turning, and if we properly look, we understand this chance. We take a step forward and see the floor give. One false step and it collapses. Now we have a choice, a question. Should we risk the fall or stay on steady ground? One look into each other's eyes and we know the answer. We take our next step together.
Marie! You know, hearing that poem, I just asked myself one question. Why the hell did you wait so long to do original poetry?
I've always written, I guess. I just never really share it. I don't know.
You should share more often with us. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for calling us. We look forward to hearing from you next week with more original poetry, hopefully.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
And if you want to call in like Marie, you can call us at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And we're having some slight technical difficulties here in the studio, but...
So, all Mike has to do is just lift it up and just talk into it for now?
There you go.
Wow.
Like Michael Buffer.
There you go.
There you go.
Like Michael Buffett?
Buffer.
Who's Buffer?
So,
ladies and gentlemen... Let's
I got some
get
stuff.
Ready to rumble.
Oh, yeah! Look who's ready to be better than everybody.
Oh,
you better believe it, man. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
So it's our legendary and infamous
correction
section.
Yeah. So J. Todd, last week.
did I make a mistake last week? I didn't make a mistake, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
you mentioned that last Sunday was St. Crispin's Day.
Yeah.
It was actually Mother's Day.
What?
However, St. Crispin's Day is on October 25th.
Like half a year away.
It's a feast day. Yeah, it's a feast day, and it's about the martyr of Crispin and Crispinina. It's really
were
weird.
They a couple or were
no,
they brothers
they were
and sisters?
Twins.
Okay, yeah.
They were twins. Also, Pele. is not French.
What?
Pele, the soccer player,
is Polish.
No, he is Brazilian.
What?
Which is actually Portuguese in language. So, it's not French as a language or from country. Amanda, not a correction. Sorry, Phantom, not a correction.
That's a correction.
That's a correction.
That's a correction for me. But this is not a correction. You asked me last week what Iggy Pop's real name was. So I went and found it.
Good.
All right.
James Newell
the third.
Osterberg Jr.
Oh, I thought he was the third.
Oh, wow.
Well, what do you by Iggy Pop? Yeah, too? Exactly.
I know. Also, I'm kind of disappointed his name's not like Igador Popovich.
That would have been so bad. I
love it.
Igor would have been fine.
Fair enough.
Okay. Also, Picasso. This whole issue with Picasso that you guys keep bringing up.
He was
also,
great.
Yeah, he was great, but he was also not a co-founder for Disney.
What?
Well, that was Walt, agree to disagree.
That was Walt and Roy Disney who founded Disney.
And Pablo.
I'm pretty sure Pablo. He goes by Pablo Picasso because that's his, like, is Iggy Pop name.
Right. Yes. Sure. No.
You know, if my name was Walt Disney, I'd probably change my name to something else, too.
To Pablo Picasso.
To Pablo Picasso. Okay. Hey, if you want to share some poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
You could be our last caller if you give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Surely you don't mean 303-386-3598.
Please.
Why, yes. Save us from ourselves. Call 303-386-3598.
Please stop the merciless butchering of history by calling 303-386-3598.
All right. Once again, I do want to let you know, and JT may not know this, Pablo Picasso actually did have a brief stint in professional wrestling in the mid-60s.
He did?
Yes.
Did he really?
Yes.
JT's left. He's gone.
His ring name was The Blur. I just wanted you to know that.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Hey, look. Okay.
I'll share one more before we wrap it up for tonight.
Please do.
Please do. Yeah.
Can I tell you how happy I am with the technical difficulties we're having this evening?
I love your microphone right now. That is an awesome thing.
I didn't even see that.
Do you feel like you're in a wrestling or a boxing ring? You know, ladies and gentlemen, let's begin.
Yeah, it's not really. Oh, it's okay, though.
All right.
For those of you not watching us in the studio, Mike's microphone keeps falling and hitting him in the face and hanging down in front of him like a boxer.
Like a boxer, boxing ring announcer, yes. All right, so we'll wrap up with this one. This one's entitled simply 27. Poet, musician, performer, player, live fast, love strong, die young. Not a pretentious soothsayer, never to leave their songs unsung. Only expect to live 9,000 days. Youth is wasted on the young, I find. Embracing life and their addictive ways, chasing the dragon while snow blind. Telling of their anguish while on stage, sharing with the world their pain. Forever written on history's page, body of work and memories will remain. Better to burn out than fade away like something that is meteoric. The selfish souls wish that you would stay, left behind feeling quite dysphoric. Your voice is heard well past your grave. The messages and meaning still stand. Thank you for the intense light that you gave. Our ovations, your flames, they fan. Thank you. All right, and we're going to go to Amanda to wrap us up with one last poem.
I don't have a poem.
Phantom, that's a correction for me for next week, too.
Yeah. No, I had a poem, and then I lost it.
That's because you threw a temper tantrum.
I did not throw a temper tantrum. What the heck are you talking about?
And so, you don't have a poem, seriously.
I have to find it again.
Okay. Once again, you're listening to KZKO, the Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. While she's searching, this is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we're going to go ahead and close up for the night. I want to thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week at Friday at 8 p.m. Mountain. That's 2 a.m. London, 2 p.m. the next day in Australia. And I'm not going to hurt my brain any further than that. Thank you for tuning in.
Scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side.
Came out great.